ముకుంద్ మాలా స్తోత్ర వర్స్ 32 పార్ట్ 3 దైతేంద్రార్థిక ఔషధం. సో వి డిస్కసింగ్ హౌ కులశేఖర్ మహారాజ్ కంపేర్స్ ది హోలీ నేమ్ టు అ మెడిసిన్ బై గివింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ అనాలిటికల్ పాయింట్స్. సో ఇన్ థర్డ్ పార్ట్ ఇన్ దిస్ సిరీస్ ఈస్ సెయింగ్ దట్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఇస్ అ మెడిసిన్ విచ్ ఆర్థిక రౌ విచ్ కాజెస్ డిస్ట్రెస్ to whom Daitendra, to the kings of the demons. So now we know in the battle between the devatas and the asuras, when the asuras start getting upper hand and they start tormenting the devatas and threatening to defeat them, then the devatas call out to Lord Vishnu, and then Lord Vishnu comes and defeats the devatas. The Lord Vishnu sometimes directly appears on the battlefield, as he appears in the 8th canto, in the battle between the demigod and the demons, or sometimes he comes as an incarnation. So, similarly, within our heart, there are the devotional tendencies. The demigods are devotees. So, there is the Daiva Asura Yuddha, in one sense, which is going on in our heart also. And we have the demoniac tendencies. And the demoniac tendencies often get upper hand, and they torment us internally. They threaten to destroy our intelligence and destroy our devotional sanctity. So normally, in struggling to resist these temptations, we feel tormented, but somehow we struggle on. However, if we take shelter of the holy name, then the holy name appears and drives out all these tormentors of the mind. Actually, what makes the demons demoniac is the anarthas in their heart, the lust, anger, greed, envy, pride and illusion. And in the demons, the anarthas are expressed in a very gross, graphic and large way. Whereas in us, the anarthas may not be so much expressed. But still, we also have the anarthas, and those anarthas also create a demoniac propensity within us. So, by calling out to the names of Krishna and seeking shelter within those names, these demons within the heart will get tormented. So, sometimes when we find the mind again becoming lusty or envious or angry or arrogant, then we know as sadhakas that we should not let the mind go in that direction. We should not have these feelings. But battling with these negative feelings again and again can sometimes be quite draining. We feel tormented. How long will I have to keep battling? But if we remember this glory of the holy name, as Kulshekhar Maharaj is revealing, it is the tormentor of the kings of the demons. That is the holy name. So then, whenever the mind starts tormenting us, we can take that situation as an opportunity to take shelter of the holy name, and to instead pay back the tormentors in their own coin. If we invoke Krishna's presence as the holy name in our hearts, then those tormentors of the mind will get tormented by the presence of the holy name. Just as the germs within the body will be tormenting us, causing us fever, weakness and other forms of disease. But if we take a powerful medicine, then those germs in the body get tormented, and they have to either flee or they perish. Similarly, rather than feeling burdened when the mind starts troubling us, we can see that as an opportunity to experience afresh the power of the holy name, of how the holy name, if we take shelter of it, can transform our situation from being tormented to being relieved. The holy name can torment the tormentors of the mind and drive them out of our consciousness, and enable us to experience the ecstasy of the sweetness of the remembrance of Krishna. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.